General state of Muslims. What was to be the state of Islam in comparison? In the words of the Holy Prophet, Islam at the time will be very weak and poor. It was to become a religion of the poor. In the prophecy relating to the Dajjal, the Antichrist, the Holy Prophet says that many Muslims would become followers of the Dajjal. This part of the prophecy has been literally fulfilled. Muslims had their great days. There was a time when they were the only power in the world. Today, they are like helpless orphans. Unless some Christian or other powers come to their help, Muslim nations cannot ensure their existence. Hundreds of thousands of Muslims have turned Christian, and the process continues. The inner state of religion is clearly described in the prophecies of the Holy Prophet. The inner state of Muslims, the professed believers of Islam, is described in detail. It is said, for instance, that Muslims at the time would no longer believe in Qadr, the law of determination by divine design. According to Hazrat Ali, the Holy Prophet said that the Day of Judgment would be marked by the general lack of belief in Qadr. This certainly means lack of belief by Muslims. The followers of other religions already denied this important divine law. The denial of Qadr is now widespread among Muslims. The influence of the new sciences has been the strongest in this regard. Even third-rate European authors are able to overawe Muslim readers who seem ready to deny the importance of Qadr. Muslims, as a people, have become confused over the question. The importance of it has become lost to them. A second sign of the inner state of religion is the practical indifference of Muslims to the institution of zakat. This part of the prophecy has been narrated by Hazrat Ali and reported by Al-Bazar, and it has been literally fulfilled. At the present time, Muslims are in dire straits. They are the victims of all sorts of difficulties. At such a time, it is their duty to practice voluntary charity to promote the interests of the community. Leaving aside voluntary charity, however, they are chary of practicing zakah, which for Muslims is obligatory charity. In some Muslim countries, zakah is carried out under the law of Islam. Many Muslims in those countries pay zakah, but not willingly. Where zakah is not state-sponsored, very few Muslims practice it. Some sections of Muslims practice it voluntarily, but not in the correct way. They practice it as though it were not a holy duty, but a burden to be endured by some for the sake of others. An important change in the moral condition of Muslims which the Holy Prophet has mentioned is their love of the world. A people who were able to sacrifice things most dear to them, in whose eyes things of the world were not more than shining stones, were to change so as to be ready to sell their religion for the sake of the world. This change which the Holy Prophet prophesied is now apparent, so apparent that those who have any love of Islam still left in them cannot view it with equanimity. The change seems to have involved all classes of Muslims, ulama, mystics, the rich, the poor. All seem to put worldly interests above their religion. For insignificant worldly benefits, they are prepared to ignore the interests of their religion and their community. Another change predicted by the Holy Prophet was, as reported by Ibn Abbas according to Ibn Mardawayh, the disappearance of namaz, the institution of the five daily prayers. The change is now visible. If a statistical estimate is made, one could say that hardly 1 in 100 Muslims observes the five daily prayers, and yet the daily prayers constitute the first among the obligatory observances of Islam. According to some doctors of Islam, those who habitually omit the daily prayers are kafirs. Today, mosques are in abundance, but few Muslims repair to them for their daily prayers. Mosques have been used as stables and desecrated. Muslims generally are indifferent to the duty of using mosques as houses of worship. Another change predicted by the Holy Prophet is the speed with which worshippers would go through their obligatory prayers. According to a report by Ibn Mas'ud, the Holy Prophet said, as recorded by Abul Sheikh in Ishaat, that a time would come when 50 persons would congregate for prayers and not one of them would have his prayers accepted by God. They would observe their external form and go through them with unbecoming speed. Whether a prayer is acceptable or not, nobody can tell. However, one external sign which makes prayers unacceptable is excessive speed. A man went through his prayer quickly. The Holy Prophet, who observed him, told him to say it again. Muslims who observe the daily prayers today do so with indecent haste. The prostrations, in rapid succession, seem like the pecking of a hen. After the prescribed prayer, they sit a long time repeating some formulary prayers. A sign predicted by the Holy Prophet is the disappearance of the Holy Quran. It was to be a disappearance in spirit. The words of the Holy Quran were to remain intact. This sign is fully visible today. The Holy Book is to be found in every house. It is even read, but few read it with the intention to go deeply into its meaning. It is strange as well as true that, except among the followers of the promised Messiah on whom be peace, the Holy Quran is not read with this intention by Muslims. Mulvis, learned in the sciences of fiqh and hadith, are not interested in the study and interpretation of the Holy Quran. They think it forbidden to reflect on the meaning of the Holy Book and think it wrong to try and apply its teaching to new situations. In their view, the last word has been said by the commentators, and the Holy Book contains nothing more than what has been brought out already by the commentators. This is amazing. For the interpretation of the Holy Quran has gone on even after the Holy Prophet. There is no reason why it should not go on forever. The Holy Quran is capable of an infinite variety of meanings and applications. To say that the door to its understanding is already closed is only to say how useless the Holy Book has become. Another sign foretold by the Holy Prophet on whom be peace, Ibn Mardaway, on the authority of Ibn Abbas, is that at the time of the promised Messiah, external reverence shown to the Holy Book would be in inverse ratio to the attention paid to its meaning and teaching. The Holy Book would be wrapped in gold and silver. This sign is almost too apparent today. Muslims are indifferent to the Holy Quran. They hardly ever open it to read, but they take care to wrap it in gold and satin and put it away securely on some shelf. The external deference shown to the Holy Book was not much in evidence among the early Muslims, yet the early Muslims were infinitely superior to the Muslims of today. Another change indicated by the Holy Prophet, on whom be peace, is the exaggerated devotion to the outer decoration of mosques. Again, the change is visible. In imitation of other people, especially Christians, Muslims take enormous pains over decorating and beautifying their mosques. They provide floral and other embellishments for the walls, and put up chandeliers and other expensive fittings for the ceilings. They also install curtains. All this makes Muslim mosques seem more like temples for idol worship than houses of Islamic worship. A change indicated for the time relates to the people of Arabia. According to it, Arabs, were to deviate far from true Islam, and this may seem very strange. It is true that the religion of Islam was revealed to Arabs. Its earliest followers were Arabs. It was taken to the outside world by Arabs. Its book was revealed in the language of the Arabs. It is still written and read in that very language, and that language lives because it is the language of the Book of Islam. Who could think that of all peoples the Arabs would give up Islam, and notwithstanding their knowledge of Arabic, they would become as ignorant of the Arabic Quran as non-Arabs unable to read the Arabic Quran? According to Daylami, Hazrat Ali has reported the Holy Prophet as saying that in the latter days Arabs would speak Arabic, but their mind and spirit would be as the mind and spirit of non-Arabs. The religion of Arabia would not be in their hearts. This change is visible. Arabs as a people are today as much strangers to Islam as non-Arabs who cannot read and understand the Arabic Quran. A great change predicted by the Holy Prophet in the condition of Muslims relates to freedom of religion in Arabia. According to this prediction, Arabia was to become a difficult country for any well-meaning person to initiate a movement for reform in. According to Hazrat Ali, reported by Daylami, the Holy Prophet said that in Arabia, men of good intentions and sound ideas would keep themselves in the background. This amazing change can be seen today in Arabia. Religious tolerance has disappeared from that country. Love of their own traditional beliefs and customs has become strong again. Those who believe in God and the Holy Prophet and wish to interpret their teaching independently are not safe. The disease is common to other Muslim countries, but it is of special significance for Arabia because Arabia is the center of Islam. The annual pilgrimage enjoined upon Muslims has to be performed to Arabia. Intolerance in Arabia reacts upon the freedom of Muslims in other countries. It is bound to have an adverse effect on the interests of religious truth. Muslims of different persuasions still go to Arabia to perform the pilgrimage, but if they hold minority beliefs or beliefs unacceptable to Arabs, they have to perform the pilgrimage in silence and return. Would that the people of Arabia realized their special responsibility. Would that they held aloft the banner of Islam as they did 1300 years ago.